From the March 1st Apps Challenge Workshop, this is Amanda Emick from USDA's Apps for Healthy Kids Challenge and Aman Bhandari from HHS's Community Health Data Initiative, speaking on mobilizing participants.
How did you do the outreach to folks?
We asked for help. We asked people who had done it before. Doug, of course, was wonderful. Brandon, who had done challenges before as well. But we asked for help, but we also relied on kind of our core competencies. So after all, this was about nutrition and healthy eating. So we used our School Nutrition Association. We reached out to educators, to dietitians, to other people who would then use the final product to say, what would be useful to you? Because apps are fun, it's exciting, but the end game is not the app, the game. The end game for us is trying to change and healthy eating habits and to make it fun for kids. Because let's face it, not all kids love broccoli or cauliflower. Because of some of our winning games and apps, I actually still use them just to tell people that, you know, if you eat that candy bar, you have to walk 863 stairs. So it's like, are you kidding? Right? So, you know, it's using those core groups that you still work with and really just getting the word out independently. And I myself was an advocate for this and telling all my friends because it's something that I hope my mother would use and my neighbors would use and all of my friends would use. So cultivating those relationships and speaking early and often and everywhere you possibly can is really important. And we did the press team. You know, we had a team of interns who actually looked at all the media markets where we had candidates. And we reached out to them and said, hey, you guys have a finalist in this competition. Write a story about it. How great would it be if, you know, a Milwaukee student won this prize? Talk about that. So we tried to from a personal angle as well. And it's not just about the data. It's not just about government, but it's about the community that we're trying to pull together. And I think a healthy dose of competition is also good that you can reach out and say, hey, if there's money on the line, the First Lady's involved, and we leverage the platform of the event itself to say there's going to be an event with the White House. How exciting is that to bring in people from all around the country to talk about this important issue of health and nutrition? So we were fortunate to have that, have the goal that's so important, and it wasn't fabricated. It was really easy to engage around and to build that community and take it forward. So we rode that the entire way. Great.
Thank you. I think, you know, Amanda touched on is ask for help. I mean, there are people out there who really want to help you and really want to get involved. And I think, you know, when you do ask for help, be specific. You know, there's, you know, just, hey, let people know about this. That's not, even though it sounds specific, it's not very specific. So I think, you know, think about areas where you're weak or where you need improvement and specifically ask people to do something, you know, in that area. Now, in terms of, you know, when I say ask for help is, we want to take this to the next level in terms of, it's great that, you know, Microsoft is, you know, integrating this into their search platform, but what do we do with other types of data? Like, you know, when we think about big data, molecular data, genomic data, we haven't gotten to that even. And so if you guys know any experts in the room, I mean, that's, you know, one area that we want to get into. So be specific, I think, about asking for help. You know, I think, you know, the other thing is, you know, I think we would have done a lot more outreach in other ways, you know, I think using bloggers a lot more than we did. You know, so that's another thing that's specific. We got on Twitter a lot, and I would say that if I said, you know, one thing, you know, Twitter is my number one source of information right now. And it might sound funny to a lot of people in the room, but that's where I found some of the coolest stuff. But it also was a way in which I was able to interact with people after they left in an event, and they could get a hold of me as well. And so I think kind of encouraging our broader team to get on Twitter more, I think would be something else.
This podcast was produced by HowTo.gov. You can learn more about challenges by visiting challenge.gov and following us on Twitter @challengegov. Thanks for listening.